Time now for music and new material written by a country legend who died almost 60 years ago.
I'm leaving now. I'm a long gone daddy. I don't need you anyhow.
Hank Williams was found dead on New Year's Day, 1953, in the back seat of his Cadillac. He was just 29 years old, a drinker with a bad back and a weakness for morphine. But he'd already redefined the sound of country music, and his contributions to that music wouldn't end at his funeral.
When Hank Williams died, he left behind a scuffed, embroidered brown leather briefcase. Like its owner, the briefcase appeared weathered beyond its years, yet it retained a dignified bearing that abuse couldn't erase.
That's Michael McCall. He's the writer in residence at the Country Music Hall of Fame. And in that briefcase he mentioned was a treasure trove of unreleased and in some cases incomplete music from the mind of Hank Williams. Hank's mother discovered even more in a cardboard box in his bedroom.
So she took that box and called Acuff Rose and said, "We have these songs, what should I do with them?" And they said, "Well, we'll send them to us. They're partially our property and we'll take care of them."
Acuff Rose is the publishing company.
Yep.
The papers were then sealed in a vault and left undisturbed for years. That is, until Acuff Rose sold the Hank Williams archive to another company. And that company turned around and sold it again.
At some point, two of the notebooks had disappeared, and they hadn't realized they were gone until a news story came up saying that two country music collectors had found these notebooks.
So had they been stolen?
Well, it's a tricky story because of the court case, that in the end, the notebooks were given back with an agreement that they didn't want to press charges. But there was, a cleaning woman who was involved.
So selfish are we for silver and gold.
Those unfinished Hank Williams songs stayed silent for nearly six decades. Only now are some of them being heard.
If your soul has wilted like a rose that's never felt the dew, you're traveling on the street of grief. Yes, you've been lonesome too.
Veteran music insider Mary Martin organized an all-star cast to finish some of those lost songs and record them. This one's by Alan Jackson. The new album is called The Lost Notebooks of Hank Williams. Mary Martin started the project 10 years ago, and the one singer she knew she had to involve was longtime Hank Williams fan Bob Dylan.
I've known Bob for quite a few years, and so I went about the business of collecting all of the lyrics. Bob, I think, probably got about 30 lyrics, because at that time, the idea was to have one particular brave singer-songwriter view the lyrics and choose 12. Well, Bob Dylan held those lyrics for over a year and a half, and I do believe that it was too mighty a task even for the fabulous Bob Dylan. So he suggested that he would do one, and then we decided it should be a compilation record.
Bob Dylan's contribution is a song called The Love That Faded. Let's hear a little bit of that one.
Brown eyes, blue eyes, they're all the same. None are for me, I've lost the game. Tomorrow has nothing but worries and cares. The love that faded left me only tears.
What state were these songs in? How complete were they?
They never had melodies attached to them. Some were more complete than others, and some were just barely stanzas. Probably one of the best complete lyrics was the lyric that Jack White chose.
Now you know that I know that you ain't no good, and you wouldn't tell the truth even if you could.
The Jack White song, "You Know That I Know," sounds just like Hank, but it's really mean in a funny kind of way, and it has humor to it, but it's Jack has said he was surprised that Hank didn't record it because it's such a well-written song and such a powerful one.
Michael McCall, do we know why Hank Williams never recorded those songs? I mean, were these just works in progress, or did he think that in some way they just didn't meet the bar?
Yeah, you know, we'd have to guess at that. But, you know, certainly because he died at 29, he may have, you know, planned on recording some of these songs for all we know. You know, even in 1952, in his last recordings, he was pulling out songs he'd written in the late 40s.
Michael McCall, you know Hank Williams' writing quite well. Is there a song on this compilation that surprised you?
And, you know, Angel Mine is certainly a really beautiful song and a very tender song. It sounds like it's written, you know, for someone you're in love with or a child.
That's the Sheryl Crow song?
And that's a Sheryl Crow song, and I think with her being a new mother, she may have chose that song because of that.
I just want to live and love you, always be your clingy vine. There could never be another sweet as you, angel mine. There could never be another as sweet as you.
Now, we should note here, there's a family musical legacy that lives on today in the Williams family. Hank Williams Jr. and Hank Williams III are both accomplished recording artists themselves. But the Williams family is represented on this album by Holly Williams. She sings the song Blue Is My Heart.
Blue is my heart, blue as the sky. Memories of you, they're making me cry.
Mary, what did she bring to her grandfather's work?
Well, I think she really discovered a lot about herself, and I think she gained a huge appreciation for who her granddad was. And I think she worked so very diligently to get it right. She wrote the bridge of that song, and that made it a really fine Hank Williams, Holly Williams song.
Mary Martin is the producer of The Lost Notebooks of Hank Williams, and Michael McCall of the Country Music Hall of Fame wrote the album's liner notes. You can hear more music from the record at our website, nprmusic.org. Mary and Michael, thanks very much for being with us.
You're most welcome.
You. It's been great.
And for Saturday, that is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. Subscribe or listen at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We post a new episode Sunday nights. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great night.